Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
You said,
Yeah.
You said, you'd be a strong tower in the time of
trouble. Come on, y'all.
You said, that you would fight my battle. Everything will be alright, be alright. You said, that you would fight my battle. You said, you'd be a strong tower in the time of trouble. You said, that you would fight my battle.
Amen. Welcome to the broadcast. This is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. Our broadcast today is His Abounding Grace with Minister Van. She'll be with us in a few minutes. Amen. And we're excited to have her back. It's been a while. But this is a live broadcast, so we are excited to be doing a live broadcast with Minister Van again. Amen. God's good. And we're just going to just do a couple of announcements and do some stuff to come in. Amen. When Christians Speak Talk Radio, today's broadcast is His Abounding Grace with Minister Van. Amen. If you ever desire to call into the show, the number is 646-478-0660. 646-478-0660. We'd love to hear from you. We are opening up the chat room as we speak. So you can log in there too, and we can chat a little bit and you can tell me about what's going on in your life. I do want to remind you about different episodes that we got coming up because, Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall, amen, is on Thursdays at 12 noon. Then on Friday we have Friday Night Joy, myself and friends, and hopefully we have a guest on this Friday. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure yet, but hopefully she will be on. Amen. And then we have Sundays we have Stronger Together with Sister Valerie Miller and myself. That's, we both come on Sundays at 7 p.m. Every fourth Saturday we have the Alabaster Box with Prophet Collard Johnson. Okay. We have the Alabaster Box with Prophet Collard Johnson. That's every fourth Saturday at 7 p.m. I do want to encourage you to go and check out our website, WhenChristiansSpeak.com. We got a couple of apps on the page that you can download and for your smartphones and your Androids and your Apple products and everything. So the apps are free. You know, by all means, go to WhenChristiansSpeak.com and download those things. You also can find a little bit more about us and what it is that we do, amen, and what we're trying to accomplish, and the different shows, so even a little bit about my history. Amen, for When Christians Speak. Amen. I do also want you to know that we have a 24-hour broadcast that goes on where we play gospel music and a little bit of everything, a little preaching. I keep saying I need to update it and put some more stuff on there. Amen. But you can get to that link also on WhenChristiansSpeak.com. We have two Facebook pages for When Christians Speak. We also have another page that we deal with called Christians Against Suicide and Depression. And on that particular page, what we do, we try to encourage people that are going through a lot of stuff and give them hope and restore promises and give them scriptures and all that kind of those different things. And basically, it's not against the person, but just to encourage the person to let the person know that God is with them. So we do a lot of different things. We do have a fundraiser going on right now, and I have to turn to that page. But we do have a fundraiser going on now on GoFundMe. And basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to raise money for a young lady named Marlene that is one of our listeners, has been a listener to the broadcast for about a year and a half now, that's trying to go back to school. So we're trying to help her go back to school. The site is GoFundMe.com. Help Marlene. And then anything you donate, we'd appreciate it. She wants to go back to school to support her family. You can read a little bit more about it if you go to GoFundMe.com. Help Marlene. Amen. She's gone through a lot of challenges. I've talked to her several times and everything. So we want to keep this family in prayer as she try to support her family in the Philippines. And I think I want you, most of the listeners to realize that, I mean, we in this country, in America and maybe some other country, are really blessed. But a lot of these countries, people are struggling, you know, and they don't know what to do. They're living in below what we call poverty would be a blessing to them. So my thing is for you and for me and for all of us that have been blessed and do have the means. We're not talking a lot of money. We're talking maybe $5 here or $10 here to be able to go through. Amen. So we are doing that. This is a worthy cause and everything. All the money goes to help her. None of the money come back to the broadcast and everything. So we want to continue to do that. It looks like I have Minister Vanessa with me.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's so good to see you again. To be back on the air live. Yeah. That's what I'm talking
praise
about. Yeah, live, y'all. We all the way live. That's what I'm talking about. Again, y'all, in case I saw a couple of people calling the broadcast, I'm not sure whether hopefully we're getting through. If you have a desire to call in, the number is 646-478-0660. If you want to come on and talk to Minister Van, just press the number 1. But again, the number is 646-478-0660. And I'll be back in a few minutes and everything. But right now, we're going to turn everything back over to Minister Van. Welcome back.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hello, Reverend Ray. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine.
God bless you. We're excited to be back. We're going to go to God in prayer in a little bit, but we just want to encourage our listening audience to ride out the storm. Riding out the storm, come whatever you're going through right now. Let us go to God in prayer, and then we'll just get right into this evening's message. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for your many blessings in our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for being so faithful to us, Lord God. Even when we're not faithful to you, Father, you never, never leave us, Lord God. You say it in your word, you never leave us, you never forsake us, Father. And we thank you for your faithfulness right now in the precious, matchless name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for everyone that's listening this evening, Lord God. You know the needs of your people, Father. These are your people, Father. We are just vessels that you are using this evening, Lord God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to allow us to decrease so that your Holy Spirit can increase forevermore, Lord God, so that the word would go forth, Lord God, as you intended to go forth, and that it would never, never, never return unto you void, that it would go out and accomplish that which you have purposed for it to accomplish. We thank you, Lord God, for this message this evening. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. 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 Riding out the storm. Riding out the storm. Hopefully we've got some folk who are listening in that you can share with others, because this message is not just for you. It's for anyone that you come encounter with that you might need to share a word of encouragement with them, because how many know all of us are going to experience some type of storm in our life? All of us will experience some type of storm in our life. Some of us may be tempted to go and hide from the storm, while others wish it would go away or they'd continue to live in fear. Whatever the cause or whatever the reason, we know that God has given us many weapons already to ride it out. So we have everything we need to ride out the storm. We have the power to ride it out. We have the power to choose. It's all about choose ye this day what we would do in the midst of a storm, riding out the storm. Amen. The storms of life will rage in our lives, and sometimes we might not know our left from our right. We might not know our head from our toe. Sometimes we might not feel like we even know what day it is. But as Christians, we already know we have everything we need to ride it out. So this evening, we just come to encourage you this evening. Perhaps share some scriptures that you've heard before. Perhaps share something you've not heard before. But we are going to be sharing the word of God this evening. How many know Christ came to set us free? Christ came to set us free. Are you free tonight? Christ came that we may live and live more abundantly. Are you living abundantly right now? You see, it's my hope and my desire that whether you are going through a storm right this very moment, or perhaps you know of someone who may be going through something right now, it is my hope and my desire that this message will somehow inspire you, somehow encourage you, somehow propel you to ride it out, knowing that you are already victorious through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that what his abounding grace is all about? You know, riding out the storm. How many know when you're going through, you can hold on as long as you know there is hope. There is hope. I'm here to tell you this evening to remind you, yes, there is hope even in the midst of your storm. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. There will be lots of times where you don't understand what's going on. God didn't tell us we would understand it, did he? But he told us that regardless of what we're going through, to trust in him, not sometimes, not most of the time, but all the time. And then he tells us in this Proverbs 3rd chapter 2, trust him with all of our heart, not part of our heart, not with our head, but he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. He tells us, don't lean to your own understanding. See, your own understanding is going to take you down some paths where you shouldn't be going. You see, your own understanding is not going to get you in the way that God wants to get you. It's not going to prepare you the way God wants to prepare you. Because when you go out on your own, you think you got everything in control. But how many know he's the shepherd and we are the sheep? So then we have to acknowledge him. All of our ways, acknowledge him in everything. We are to acknowledge him. And then the word of God lets us know that he will make our paths straight. 1 Peter 1:3 says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So you see, through his birth, we have living hope. We don't have to walk around with our heads cast down as if we have no hope. We have hope, amen? We have hope. So we can ride out the storm. How many know there is peace even in the midst of the storm? You see, you don't have to ask him to give you peace, because if you have the Holy Spirit abiding in you, you have his spirit, which is the spirit of holiness, and one of his fruit of the spirit is peace. So you need to embrace what he's already given you, which is peace in this case, and ride it out. Ride it out. Jude 1 and 2 says, to those who have been called, who are loved by God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. I like what this says. See, it says Jesus keeps us. He keeps us. So are you kept? Do you feel like you're kept this evening? I want to go back and say, don't worry about how you feel, okay? Do you know? Do you trust the Lord? Do you trust his word when he says he keeps you? Amen. And then Jesus, I love this, when Jesus was telling his disciples before he ascended to heaven, he told them, I got to leave you. I can't be with you always, but guess what? I'm not going to leave you alone. He says, peace I give, I leave with you. Someone out here this evening, Jesus is saying to you, peace I leave with you. My peace, not the world's peace. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Then he wants to remind you, let not your heart be troubled. Don't be troubled about what's going on around you right now. Don't be troubled about what's going on in the world. Don't be troubled about your circumstances, your trials, your tribulations, the turmoil that perhaps be knocking at your door. Don't be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Psalms 138 and 7 says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Amen. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, God's right there. Someone needs to be reminded that this evening. Someone needs to be reminded. These things I have spoken unto, Jesus says, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Let me read that again. These things have I spoken unto. This is Jesus speaking here. That in me you might have peace. He says, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. No doubt, ifs, ands, or buts about it. In this world, we're going to have tribulation. But he tells us, be of good cheer. In other words, hold your head up high. Be happy. Even in the midst of what you're going through, guess what? You can still have joy. You can still have joy. Because God, Jesus says, I have already overcome the world. I have already overcome the world. And how many know we serve an almighty God right now? An unchanging God, an unchanging rock of ages. He is forever the beginning. Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So just trust him. Even in the midst of your storm, you can ride it out. You can ride it out because you're not riding it out alone. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. My power is made perfect in weakness. God loves us so much so. Psalms 32:8, I will instruct you, and I will teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. How many know that God is watching over you right now, this evening, right now, wherever you are, whatever time of the day it is, time of the night, how many know? If you trust in his word, if you believe his word, he says, I'm going to instruct you, and I'm going to teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you, and I will watch over you. Amen? There is strength in holding unto the master's hand. Strength in holding unto the master's hand. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Though you may stumble, you're not going to fall. For the Lord upholds you with his hand. That's Psalms 37:24. You may stumble, but guess what? God's right there. He's not going to let you fall. He's not going to let you fall. Isaiah 35:4 says, say to those with fearful ears, be strong. Do not fear. Your God will come. So I want to say to you this evening, somebody needs to hear this again. Be strong. Do not fear. Your God will come. He's already, how many know he's already here? He's already here. And ride it out. Ride it out. You can ride out this storm. I encourage you this evening. You have the authority through the blood of Jesus Christ. You have everything you need to ride out the storm. You may have to renew your mind. Don't allow negative stuff to stay in your mind. You know, the scripture says in Philippians 4:8, whatsoever things is true, these are things we need to think of. Whatsoever things is noble, whatsoever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on it. Think on these things. Don't allow the devil to get your mind all whopped up and thinking about the negative. Whenever a negative thought comes to your mind, you say, you give him the word of God. You say whatever God says you are. You know, amen. God says, God, you know, you are. Don't be moved by what you see. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Don't be moved by what you see. When the devil says you already defeated, you said, no, I'm not. Romans 8 says, I am more than a conqueror. And guess what? Even if you can't remember the exact scripture passage that it comes from, study and meditate on his word so that when Satan gives you a negative thought, you can throw out a word from God. You're a new creature. Old things are passed away, yes, and all things become new. You be led by the Spirit of God. You be transformed by this renewed mind. You do. You know you are a blessed. You're blessed coming in and blessed going out. Don't be defeated. Don't allow Satan's thoughts to enter your mind and stay there. You can control what stays there. You know, there's an old saying that says, you cannot control a bird flying over your head. But guess what you can control? You can control it making a nest on your head. Let me say that again. You have no way of controlling a bird flying over your head, but you can control it making a nest in your head. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Walk by faith and not by sight. Don't go by what you see. Don't go by what you feel. Don't go by what you hear. Ride it out. Ride out the storm. Ride it out by walking by faith and not by sight. Amen. You are saved by grace through faith. You are saved. You are forgiven. Amen. So renew your mind. Renew your mind. How many know there's freedom even in the midst of the storm? You can break the ties of bondage. Grab a hold of the freedom that God has already given you. Galatians 5:1 says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And I want to let you know something else. You can ride this storm out. You can ride it out. Don't allow things, pains, and hurts of the past to define where you are today. Don't allow people who've been in your past to keep bringing up stuff that's happened in the past. If you have accepted Christ, you are a new creature. And so those things in the past do not define where you're going. There's a story that I want to share with you. Perhaps you've read this story before. You've heard this story before, but I love this story, and I'll take my time to read it because I didn't make this story up. That I have to give credit to someone else, okay? But it's called Remember the Duck. I love this story. So you ready? Remember the Duck. You know, sin's power is like the story of the boy who was shooting rocks with a slingshot. He could never hit his target. He was in his grandma's backyard one day, and he paused. He took aim and let fly. Amazingly, the stone hit and the duck was dead. The boy panicked and he hid the bird under some leaves, only to look up and see his sister watching him. Yeah. Well, after lunch that day, Grandma told Sally, that was his sister, to help with the dishes. Sally responded, "Johnny told me he wanted to help in the kitchen today. Didn't you, Johnny?" Then she whispers to him, "Remember the duck?" So Johnny did the dishes. What choice did he have? For the next several weeks, he was doing the dishes at the sink often. Sometimes for his duty, he felt bad for Grandma or her duck, sometimes for his sin, the price he would have to pay. Every time Grandma asked Sally to do something, Sally would say, "Oh, Johnny would do it, Grandma." And then she'd whisper to her brother, "Remember the duck?" Sally would whisper when he objected to doing anything that she wanted him to do. Well, you know what happened. Guess he got tired of her wearing him out. He got so tired that he decided that any punishment would be better than washing more dishes. Any punishment would be better than doing every chore that his sister had to do, Grandma, for killing the duck. Guess what Grandma says to him? "I know, Johnny," his grandma said after hearing his confession, giving him a hug. "You see, I was standing at the window that day, and I saw the whole thing. But because I love you, I forgave you then. I wondered how long you would let Sally make a slave out of you." You see, John had been pardoned, but he thought he was guilty. Why? Because he listened to the words of his accuser, his sister. So, remember the duck? I want you to remember this story because I thought it's so awesome that people would bring things up of your past and your mind can sometimes be your worst enemy, will judge stuff up that you have done in the past, and it'll keep you in bondage and keep you from going on and pursuing and being everything that God would have you to be. So when your mind gets to that point, just say to yourself, "I'm going to remember the duck. I'm going to remember the duck." Remember this, your past does not define your future. Your past does not define your future. Regardless of what has happened in your past, don't get stuck in it. Once you've asked God to forgive you, don't allow man to make a slave out of you. Don't allow man to blackmail you. Don't give man any power over you. Remember, Christ has set you free. You're free indeed. Amen.
Amen.
His loving arm surrounds us, uplifts us, and sustains us. Jesus says in John 10:11, "I am the good shepherd." How many know the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep? The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. John 10, Jesus says, I am the gate. This is a Living Bible paraphrase. I am the gate for the sheep, he says. All others who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I'm the gate. Those who come in by way of the gate will be saved and will go out, in and out, and find green pastures. Let me ask you something this evening. Are you resting in green pastures as you're riding out the storm? Are you resting in green pastures? Green pastures. Not torched, not burned, not scorched, but green pastures. The scripture goes on to say, the thief's purpose is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. My purpose, says Jesus, is to give life in all its fullness. Satan comes, my brother, my sister, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. We're the ones to give him the power to do that, okay? But Jesus has already given us every weapon we need to overcome all of that. Jesus says his purpose is to give life and to give it more abundantly. The 11th verse says, I am the good shepherd. The shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man will run when he sees a wolf coming and will leave the sheep, for they are his sheep and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolf will leap on them and scatter the flock. The hired man runs because he is hired and he has no real concern for the sheep. Jesus goes on to say in the 14th verse, I am the good shepherd, and I know my own sheep, and they know me. Just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep too, and another fold. I must bring them also, and they will heed my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. How many know the Lord is my shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd. Because he's our shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want for anything. Do you believe that this evening? Are you trusting in the fact that the word of God is true and forever settled in heaven? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Ride it out. Ride out the storm. Just trust him. Trust the good shepherd. He knows you. If you're his sheep, he knows you. He cares for you, and he loves you. Amen. And he loves you. Wisdom. Grab a hold of wisdom while you're riding up the storm. James 3:17 says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Are you a peacemaker today? Or are you a peace breaker? Even in the midst of your storm, you can ride it out. Seek wisdom, and he won't let you down. Seek protection, being confident of this, that he who begun a good work in you will carry it out to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians 1:6. You can ride out the storm. You can ride out the storm. Is there anything too hard for God? Are your shoulders stronger than God? Your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. I know him to be a rewarder. What about you? The scripture tells us he's a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. He's all of these things to us today. God desires for his people to be free of bondage. Amen. To be free of shackles. Amen. So while you're riding out the storm, how about taking some time and just giving him some praises? Just praise him. Praise him. You say, well, I can't praise him for what I'm going through. Hey, praise him in spite of what you're going through. You say, I can't praise him for what I'm going through. Praise him because he is still yet keeping you. He's brought you this far. And he says in his word that I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you always, even until the ends of times. So there may be some lonely nights. There may be some nights when you have teardrops on your pillow. It's okay. You see, because God sees those tears, and he's the one that can wipe every tear from your eye. And guess what? He's right there with you. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you always. So even in the midst of the night, even when you think you're all alone, even when you think that others have forsaken you, God will never forsake you. He'll never forsake you. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Leave them there. Leave them there. Praise him. Praise him. Think of so many things he's already done for you. And if you can't think of that, just praise him for who he is. I know this to be true. When you start to praise God, you cannot praise God from the heart sincerely and focus on your problem at the same time. It is impossible. It's impossible. Try it. You try it. The next time you're focusing on your problem, your situation, your trial, your temptation, I want you to pause. Take a pause and rewind and start praising God. Start praising God because he brought you through yesterday. He brought you through last week. He brought you through last month. He brought you through last year. He's the same God. He hasn't changed. You may have changed. You may have, but God does not change. God does not change. The word of God says heaven and earth may pass away, but God's word will never, never pass away. Never passed away. Amen.
Amen.
Never passed away. Thank God. Thank God. Faith. The substance of things hoped for. Faith. And the evidence of things not seen. God is faithful. He's faithful. Wherever you are this evening, take a moment just to praise him. Praise him for who he is. And ride off the storm. For the sun will come out tomorrow. Excuse me. This too shall pass. It may seem like the storm is going to last forever, but it won't. Jesus says it's going to be okay. Just put your hand and your complete trust in the Master, for he knows the plans he has for you. After all, he's the master planner, isn't he? He's the master planner. Yes, sometimes the storm's going to get real dark and real gloomy, but it's like a tunnel. There is light at the end of the tunnel. You just got to hang in there, keep your head up, praise him, trust him, and say, I know I'm not alone. I know I'm not alone. I know my God said that he would never leave me, and that he is shelter from this storm. He is shelter from this storm. See, you may be sad, or you may be a heavy burden, but the word of God lets us know in Psalms 147:3, he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. The Lord is not slack. I'm going to end here. The Lord is not slack. I'm coming to an end concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. He is long-suffering towards us. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So I want to say to you this evening, yes, you can ride out the storm. If you've been listening to me and you don't believe you have the strength to ride the storm out, that you don't know the Savior that we've been talking about this evening, that you don't know God in the forgiveness of your sins, that you have not come to God and thanked him for allowing Jesus to die on the cross for your sins, and that Jesus was resurrected, if you have not repented of your sins, ask God to forgive you of your sins, claim by faith that Jesus did just what he said he's done, and that he died on the cross for your sins, and that he was risen from the dead, and that he stands right now making intercession for your sins. If you've not done that, take a moment right now to do that. See, all that we have said and done would be nothing if you died this moment and your soul would be lost. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord loves you, my brother. The Lord loves you, my sister. Yes, he understands that you may be going through something, but guess what? He knew that because he created you. Okay? He created you in his own image. He knows all about everything you're going through. I trust that these words have been encouragement to you this evening. I trust that you've gotten something out of it so you can get a little bit deeper. I trust that when you sometimes feel like you're at the end of your rope, that you would take your hand, tie a knot to that rope, and hang on in there. Hang on, because help is on the way. Hang on. Riding out the storm, you can do it. For the sun will come out tomorrow. There are brighter days ahead. There are brighter days ahead. Keep your head up. Don't go by your feelings. Don't go by what you see. Don't go by what you hear. Trust him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and allow him to direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Reverend Ray.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Great word. Great word. Mr. Van, thank you so much for that. Everybody, praise God. You've been listening to His Abounding Grace broadcast with Minister Van, and she talks about riding out the storm. Amen. And we were so blessed by the words that God has given her. You know, and it's for somebody out there. Maybe you may know someone that didn't get a chance to listen to this broadcast. Send them the link to the broadcast. Let them listen to it. You know, let them listen to the prayer. Let them listen to the songs that have been played and everything. There's a word for you out there. So again, we want to thank Minister Van for being back, number one.
God bless you.
For being back also, and then bringing the word with her, as always. Amen. We could do a couple of quick announcements, Minister Van, and then we're going to let you close out, if that's
Amen.
Okay with you, okay?
All right.
We want to remind everybody that, again, His Abounding Grace broadcast with Minister Van will broadcast next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Then we have Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall. That's Thursday at 12 noon. And then we have Friday Night Joy with myself and friends. We do have a guest coming at 7 p.m. I have Stronger Together with Sister Valerie Miller and myself. That's Sundays at 7 p.m. And every fourth Saturday of the month, we have Prophet Carla Johnson, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Amen. We want to encourage you to go to our website, check out our apps, check out who we are, what we're doing, and all that kind of stuff. We do have we try to do some new things here. We do have a sponsor called Opportunity Knox. If you go to Opportunity Knox with the S, .paycationpro.com. Let me do that again. Opportunity Knox. .paycationpro.com is our sponsor for this broadcast. We're looking for some other broadcasts to other sponsors to step up to the plate. Right, Minister Van?
Amen, Frank.
Inside joke, y'all. Put it away. So we're trying to get some things together, bring you some commercials and all that kind of stuff. So God has blessed. You know, we're going to go ahead and let Minister Van pray us out. And then we're going to play a song by Andre Rose. And we'll see you on Thursday.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for you said in your word that when it goes forth, it will never, never, never return unto you void. We thank you, Lord God, for your listening, your people this evening, Lord God, wherever they are, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that that word they will have hidden in their hearts, Lord God, and that they won't be selfish with it, but they will share with others, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because of who you are. Oh, God, we just love you this evening. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for this broadcast, for this ministry, Lord God, how you're using Reverend Ray, Lord God, to send out your word, Lord God, to help somebody, Lord God, to share some light, Lord God, to be an ambassador for you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that all the needs of your people are met, Lord God, through Christ Jesus. Lord, we don't always know what to pray for, but we know you know, Father. So, Lord, we thank you. We come in agreement right now, Lord God, that your word has gone forth, Lord God, and the word has touched, Lord God, those hidden places, Lord God, where no man can touch, Lord God, and that somehow, Lord God, whoever made us up, they were not made whole, Lord God, that they are made whole now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for just being with us this evening. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are. We thank you, Lord God, for under our listening ear, Lord God, that they may be a receiver and not just a hearer, that they be a doer of your word and not just a hearer only. In Jesus' precious, matchless, glorified name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Again, y'all, you've been listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is His Abounding Grace with Minister Van, riding out the storm. Pass the word, man. This is a great word. The song that we're going to play is by Andre Rose, I Say Yes. Amen. God bless.
Amen.